Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Through four games, Dylan Gabriel, and I agree with Tyvus. Andy, we've said it before, Tyvus joined us. Talked all about it today. He hasn't done anything so far in four games that makes you think, yep, there's the guy.
Yeah.
I also think he's had some moments where you think, that looks okay. And, you know, Tyvus said, if you're looking for a backup quarterback, there's your guy. I think four games is too little of a sample size to bury a guy and think, well, this guy can never do it. I think if you do that, I think you're just being silly, if you want to know the truth. Either that or you're a quarterback guru and you can see it. And maybe that's the case. You know, if so, congratulations. Good luck to you. As I watch him, I think, I don't think so. You know, I've mentioned in the past, I'm not crazy about shorter quarterbacks. I like taller guys, bigger guys, stronger guys, guys who can take a hit, guys who can get the ball downfield. I'm all for that. However, I think it's unfair to bury a guy after four games. That said, I think this, and I think it's a conundrum, which is maybe the first time I've ever used the word conundrum.
I'm very proud of you, Jeff. You have opened up your. Did you use that word of the day calendar?
It's this. What came first, the chicken or the egg? And it makes me wonder. Okay. He's not getting the ball to the wide receivers. Is it because of him? Or is it because of the wide receivers? Or is it because of the play design? Mm-hmm. Or is he not getting enough time? Or I'm wondering what it is. Is it Dylan? Or is it another factor? And I'll be honest. I do think it's probably a little bit of everything. And I know that's kind of a cop-out on that. He's not been great, but I also think he doesn't have a whole lot to work with wide receivers, with time, didn't have a running game to take any heat off of him yesterday.
That's true.
And
too.
I think the play calling was not good yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not going to bury the kid because after four games and playing with a unit that just doesn't look very good. Including the wide receiving talent, which I don't understand why it looks that bad.
Can you settle into the fact that this team is just not going to look good this year? They're going to have to make, you know, overhaul on the offense, especially unless, you know, something happens crazy with Miles. That, I mean, if I'm Miles today, man, I am just not happy at all.
But Andy, how do you think Kenny Pickett is your starting quarterback? The first guy you bring in, and then he has a hamstring, and you get rid of him before he ever plays for you. Not that Kenny's any, you know, the answer to anything.
No.
But if that was plan A, you bailed on plan A before you ever even saw it on the field.
You know, this is a copycat league. No one in the NFL is going to copycat what the Browns did this year with the quarterback situation.
Amen to that.
That's
brother.
The one thing I think we might learn.
Amen to that. Nelson's in Avon Lake, home of the Shoremen. What's up, Nelson?
Nelson.
Guys,
how are you?
Hanging in.
Hey, it doesn't matter how we got here, but we got here, right? Yeah. And I guess what I was going to say, in my experience, in any athletic contest, talent usually wins over scheme. And I'm not saying that coaching is not important, and I'm not absolving Kevin, because Kevin has not been at his best the last year and a half, or let's call it 2 years. And I think it's fair to say that. But I just thought of something, listening to some of your callers. When it comes to Dylan, if you think about it, with the exception of the University of Central Florida, every other team that he played in college, there always was an athletic advantage or a talent advantage. In Oklahoma, in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And to ask this kid to elevate the team and to be the reason why the Cleveland Browns win football games is a lot to ask. I happen to agree that four games is not enough. Putting Shadur now is not going to change the outcome. Neither will it be firing Kevin Stefanski. But I think that the organization has to look introspectively and make some significant changes as it relates to the talent that they put on the field from an offensive perspective. But thank you for the time, as always, guys.
Thank you for calling.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Cleveland is in Cleveland.
Cleveland, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Andy, I got a problem with Jeff.
Oh, with Jeff?
It's partly his fault of the condition of the Browns.
Oh, it is.
And
totally.
The reason being is because for the last five drafts, he was talking about getting wide receivers.
Yes, shame on you,
getting
Jeff.
Competent ones that were good. And he never took the initiative to talk to the general manager with the power that he has.
That's true.
To let him know to get these wide receivers. And I'm just going to listen to what you guys have
Cleveland,
to say.
Excellent phone call. Well done. Well played. Jeff,
Andy,
this burden you carry with you.
I can't even get the kind of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Soup I want for lunch.
Being all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, knowing these problems before. Is it time to admit that you're an alien? You came from from Area 51, and now you can tell everyone, right? Tell everyone.
Look,
You knew these things were all coming.
I am no football expert. Okay.
Don't sell yourself short.
I'll readily admit that. When they brought in Amari Cooper, I said, Amari's a guy that's produced in the league.
Yeah.
You know how I know that?
Because you looked at his stats?
I watch.
Yes.
Amari can play. But I also knew Amari wasn't, you know, like Odell in his prime.
Sure, okay? But he played pretty well while he was here.
But he did a nice job here.
He did.
But I knew Amari was pretty good. I watched Jerry Jeudy in Denver. Jerry was okay.
Yeah.
And the Browns treated him like he was Justin Jefferson. or Odell in his prime, and he's not. And if you watch the game and you have a little bit of knowledge, a little bit, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Our wide receiving position group is lacking. I mean, and it has been for some time. I like Cedric Tillman, but Cedric can't stay healthy.
When's the last time we had a really true, a decent
Jarvis and Odell?
Yeah, Jarvis and Odell.
And DPJ was in there. And
was Njoku here already? Yeah.
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 I mean, that was good.
Yeah.
That was Jarvis was a player. Odell was a stud. He wasn't the same guy here, but he was still good, wasn't he?
He's better than what we have now.
Odell was still good.
If they could have gotten the ball, he would have been even better.
JJ's in Cleveland. JJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing, fella?
Good.
I'm going to start off by saying, you know, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm a truck driver.
Sorry.
I'm going to start off by saying I can't not Stefanski yet or Dylan because, again, it's been four games. And we don't have any receivers. But my thing is, so we're going to give him, like, how many games? The rest of the season, right? Just say we give him the rest of the season as the quarterback. Then that means you're not going to see Shador, so you don't know what we have in him. So now we're going to go into next season, and what are we going to do with the two first-round draft picks? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, like, I don't. If I'm the owner, though,
are we gonna get a quarterback with that? We can't do that again. Just take those picks and get a receiver and a left tackle, and we just got it. You got to just play it out.
All right, JJ. JJ, tell me what you really think is going to happen.
I think Deshaun Watson is going to be our quarterback at some point again. I'm welcoming the idea,
JJ,
because.
You're not nuts.
Because I think you got two first-round picks. You can't waste them on a quarterback. That would be the dumbest thing that I've ever seen is to draft two quarterbacks, and then the very next year you use two first-round picks to get an unproven quarterback. That's what you don't do. I think we just got to play it. You got to see what Dylan Gabriel is this year because Deshaun is coming back, and you're going to have a backup for him. And it's either going to be Shador or Gabriel. And you got to take next. You got to build this team. Miles, you picked this. You picked the money over going to play with a good team. So sit on the. If they want you to sit down in the last 5 minutes, sit down. Because you picked this. And you should have known what you was getting yourself into. You know, this is our team. They need to build this team. This was the first time that I've seen them have a good draft. As far as every position except for the QB position. And, I mean, it looked very good. Now, if they can do this again, I don't know. I would like to see them do it again. But next year, that's how they got to go into it again. Is we need to get some players on the off. They did defense this year. Next year, they got to take all those picks, as many as they have, and take it to the offense. And, I mean, good picks. Don't be settling for no wide receiver in the third round. No, you need to get a wide receiver in the first round, a left tackle in the first round, and go back and get another wide receiver.
JJ,
you know what I'm saying? That's thanks, the only JJ. Way they're going to do it, man.
All right, drive safe, man. Drive safe.
JJ, you made some really good points.
I think we're going to see Sanders at some point because the owner's going to go down and say, look, guys, we're not going anywhere with this thing. Let's see what he looks like. And he did. He said that in the beginning of the season. We're going to see what these guys look like. So... Sanders' time is coming. It's just a matter of time. That's all. I really believe that. At some point, ownership's going to come down and go, hey, guys, let's see what we have. And by the way, I'm probably going to sell more T-shirts and tickets.
Dylan Gabriel can stop that plan.
But
right now, there's no reason to stop that plan.
You know.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, no, I was going to say the play calling can be what the play calling is, right? But after 2 seconds, right? The play, if it's not there that the coach called in, now it's free reign. Now it's progression, right? And maybe there's something that he likes on the progression wheel that he could throw to. So, I mean, I always think the play call is within the hands of the head coach for the first two and a half seconds. And then if it didn't work, the bailout is where you are with your quarterback. And that's the difference between a great quarterback, an average quarterback, and a bad quarterback. What are you doing after 2.5 seconds? Well, are you making the second read? Are you making the third read? Are guys getting open? Now it's a busted play. Who's it on now? Now it's on you. You've got the ball. You're rolling around. And then you're going to have a wide receiver who's going to find a way to try to get open. And, you know, play calling is play calling. But at the end, if it's a busted play or if it's past 2.5 seconds, it's on the quarterback. Sorry.
If Deshaun Watson were to come back and play this year.
Which would not surprise me. I've said.
I know.
Does anyone remember when I was the only one saying that?
Except for this, Andy.
Oh, here comes the one thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
You going to drop him into this offense and expect him to be better?
He's a quarterback. He's getting paid. He knew what he was getting into, and he took the deal. That's already saying everything.
But you know, I mean, he wouldn't have any talent around him either at the skill positions, except for Quinshon. If you're on hold, stick with us. We're gonna get to you. And coming up, Kevin Stefanski, 1 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.